In previous episodes, we've talked about how we get in the way of our relationships by the stories that we tell ourselves. And this can lead us into that feeling what I call the walking dead, or living a life that's just fine. Not, oh, this is fine, but yeah, this is fine. Well, today we want to delve into that a little bit deeper. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. I'm Meg Michelson, and this is the Soul Speak podcast. So grateful that you're here. We're so grateful that you share and you like and you comment. So please do. It does make a difference, and it is very much appreciated. We've talked about 2025 before. We're still in 2025, so I will still be talking about it. This is a wake-up year. And of course, every year we are meant to wake up and become a more integrated human. However, 2025 is a big shift year. And I've said this in the past. It's that year, by the end of this year, our lives are going to look a lot different. That doesn't have to be scary, because that can be a good thing. It depends on how we decide to play it. And what does that even mean? No, we can sometimes have an external push if we're not choosing to move forward and allow ourselves to be fine when we really don't feel fine. An external event might push us. An external event might wake us up. Well, that's this year. This year is meant to push us into our old stories so we can heal them, get out of them, and create healthier stories, create healthier lives. And of course, this isn't always comfortable. And that's sometimes why we stay in fine. This relates to all facets of our lives, from our relationships with ourselves to how we feel about our circumstances, whether our circumstances are job or our home or our neighborhood or how we are parenting or what our body feels and looks like or how much fun we're having. It's all facets of our lives. And that, of course, then influences our relationships with others. And those stories that we've created over time affect us everywhere in our life. And of course, some of those stories are assisting us. So stories are not always bad. Stories are not always going to hurt us. Some stories are here and truly helping us move forward, like envisioning something you want, having that beautiful vision of what we want our life to look like. And then we can back up and say, now, how do I get there? That's a good story, as long as we take the steps in that direction. But if we envision a good life and we don't take any steps, now we start to feel bad about ourselves. And then a shadow story comes from what could have been a good story. So it's to be careful with what stories we're telling, and then are we actually trying to live the good story, the healthy story, and release the pattern of the old story. A woman I used to know kept herself in a relationship with someone she defined as narcissistic. I don't know him, so I don't know if he was narcissistic. In her mind, though, she started to shut down, to tell herself that nothing could change. She wasn't going to leave him. She wasn't going to get divorced. And he wasn't going to change. So she gave up. Years and years of what I call being part of the walking dead. Over 40 years, actually. She told herself it was fine. Didn't feel fine, but she said, this is fine. I'm just not going to bring anything up. I'm just going to try to keep the peace. I'm going to stay in my lane. And over those 40 years, she became more resentful and more resentful and more resentful, and didn't have any likability towards him. And then that, of course, affected the rest of her life. She stopped being as creative as she used to be. She stopped enjoying some of the food she used to enjoy. That resentment started to take hold too much. She stopped voicing her needs and just gave in too often, not just with him, but with other people too. And she cut, of course, him out of her heart, stopped being intimate with him on how she related to him. Physically, of course, intimate I'm talking, but also emotionally too. I'm not going to let him in. I'm not going to let him love me, even if he tries. When we're not careful, that's the story we can create, but yet we're going to stay in it. Why? Because it's more convenient. That's what we think anyway. We cut someone off, but really, we're shutting off ourselves too. We're shutting off a part of our heart and the life we could live and a life we could actually feel passionate about again. It does matter, and it absolutely is worth the effort. When we stay in fine, and it's really not fine, we might either give up and stop caring, as she was doing, or we put that anger and resentment towards an area that we feel we can control, and then that area becomes a new issue. We might get angry at someone we work with because we're choosing not to deal with our romantic partner. So we now take it out on somebody else. We get angry with someone we work with, or maybe one of our children that's more challenging, or maybe one friend that we've had issues with, or a neighbor. We displace that. And if we're honest with ourselves and look at the story, we can see where the root cause is. If we choose to open our awareness with the area that is causing us pain, be it that side area, we can start there and say, why am I really angry at my neighbor? What's that about? Is it really that bad? Or the root area. We want to shift somewhere. We can then step into our higher wisdom. If we step back and look at, what is this doing to me? What is this causing in my body? How am I feeling physically every time I bring it up? It can be hard to see our part because when we keep that fine energy going, we are blocking off part of that connection to our higher wisdom. Our body is meant to be integrated and open from the top of our head to the bottoms of our feet. That's ideal. We don't always live that way every day. No one I know lives that way all the time, of course, but we want to try. And we might not even recognize what we're doing because we've shut off part of our being, whether that is that work or the partnership at home, our friendship, our friends. What area feels fine, but not really fine? Really, really, really pay attention to where in your body you are feeling that stuck, and then relate that. Where does that come up? Where in my life am I feeling stuck? Where is the physical pain? Where is the discomfort that you're holding? The areas that you try to pretend don't bother you, the areas that are being ignored. That area just grows and grows in dysfunction. It doesn't just go away. We can live a life as the defeated, but I'm just going to keep going this way, that way of life. Now this sucks, but I'm just going to keep doing it because I don't know how to change it or why bother. However, it does not last. We cannot continue to do that. An external force will start to pop in because our higher self came in to learn how to become a healthy, empowered being, to find a life we love, to make the changes we need to make. So our body is healthy and our physical self is connected to our emotional self in a much healthier way. A mom I knew years ago was very giving. She wanted to, actually, as I'm saying this, this could be me in some ways, but it's not. She wanted to fix everything for her kids to prevent them from hardship. As parents, sometimes you really have a hard time seeing your kids in pain. Yet hardship happens anyway. It's important to raise resilient children. It's an essential quality in a human. So listening, creating the safe container, as I've talked about in the past, instead of jumping in to solve, that's a lovely quality as a parent, as a partner, as a lover, as a boss, as a neighbor, as a friend, in personal and business, as a sibling, feeling someone's pain and just allowing yourself to listen and not jump in and fix. Because what happens? You're telling yourselves a whole lot of stories when we jump in and fix. Or when we run from feeling someone's pain, same thing, right? We're telling ourselves a story. We can't fix it, or they're a baby, or why aren't they taking care of it? Why are they allowing that past behavior to hurt them or destroy them? Well, we're not in it, so we don't know. But then that causes us to lack the intimacy, to lack the heart connection with that person. And so instead of that woman from the first story I told you, with her spouse, instead of stepping in and having honest conversations, she ran, stayed in the marriage, but ran from it, lacked the intimacy, just like sometimes parents do when they're fixing too fast because they don't want to feel the pain. So they're running, so they're fixing instead of feeling and understanding, wow, I can't fix that person's pain, because then I'm always going to be right there trying to band-aid it, and they're going to be an unhealthy being. And that's not just for children. That's for everywhere in life. I'm learning how to manage people at Well House, and I'm learning a lot on really how to be an effective communicator. And sometimes it's painful because I'm a doer, but I absolutely have to step back and let other people do. So we can learn to feel pain. We can learn to understand where it's coming from, ourself, our own pain. And we can create a safe space for ourselves and be here for us, and then we can do it for others. However, we want to be careful that we're not doing it for others because we feel like we are supposed to. That's that story that causes a disconnect. Now we're in savior. And there are, remember, oftentimes when we're trying to help another, We're trying to fix them and their pain, but we're ignoring our own. I'm fine. I can quick help them, but my back is hurting, or I haven't had a break all day, or I don't have enough money, but I'm going to help them anyway. Whatever it is, be careful that we're not allowing ourselves to suffer, unless, of course, it's an emergency and it's once in a while, but I'm talking patterns. Because remember, the physical body connects to the emotional pain. And that being said, we have to remember to check in with our beautiful physical body. We only have one. When we are stuck in how we relate to someone, our throat, our jaw, the fifth chakra, the shoulders, the hips, the digestive system, it takes a hit. The neck hurts. That emotional stuckness creates the physical stuckness. They work hand in hand, and it's great when we pay attention to both. You know, there are times when we need to go back into the history. It is important so we can find healthier ways to behave, to feel, and think. Healing our history by creating a healthier story around it is really vital to bringing ourselves forward. So we can learn from that, learn from the behavior, learn from what I would do different this time without shame or blame. And then say, that's done now. I've learned that lesson. I can move forward. I don't need to keep learning that lesson. You know, and going back into the past, we want to be careful. We want to be mindful because sometimes when we go back into our past, our behavior, our thoughts, our feelings, they can go back in the past too, in not such good ways. We might have times we've done so much self-work and then we revert to a pattern in the past because we were triggered from something in the past. That's that stories, remember. Subconscious patterning stories can happen quickly and we're not even aware. If we have a friend presently or a partner, business or romance, and something they're doing is bothering us, it might be something little, but we might go into being triggered big. And that's because our subconscious went back to the past. That patterning popped up. And our patterning and how we handled it, that's why we're being triggered. Because somewhere in there, that trigger is because we felt disempowered back then. And now it's triggering that feeling of being disempowered now. But we don't have to be disempowered now. We can choose to step back, take a breath. How do I want to respond this time? Not react. How do I want to respond? What's the healthy way? Now we don't need that lesson anymore. When we go back to our family of origin, a lot of people do this. A lot of people call me for sessions after they've been with their family of origin because old arguments come up. The way one family member disempowered them because they allowed it, you know, whatever it was, bullying or bossing. And we can go back to the family and feel like we've got it all together. And all of a sudden we're triggered and now we're back in that same old argument, same old story. And then if we're not careful, if we're not allowing ourselves to mindfully, what is this about? Now we might end up leaving and being crabby at our spouse or our children or at work or, because remember, if we're not dealing with it, we might leak it other places. Sometimes our history can be wonderful and we can bring ourselves back to that situation and it can be lovely, especially if we've allowed ourselves to understand who we are, where we are in life, and we're not that same child that we were way back then. Or if it's a lover that comes back, we're not the same disempowered person as we were back then. Otherwise, we might become that child or that wounded lover very quickly. And now we're seeing it from the lens of the wounded child and the wounded lover, the wounded friend, because a lot of people have issues with friendships, just like sibling relationships. We might expect people to do things for us and they should read our mind instead of us using our voice. Or we might become jealous going back into a history with someone or someone that reminds us of someone that wasn't faithful perhaps. But we really want to think about it. Is this from this situation or is it an old story? Am I bringing the past in where it does not belong? That's the mindfulness training. And you know, sometimes it feels too big to change. So we don't. Like that woman that lived for 40 some years in that energy of fine. However, remember, this year, 2025, is pushing each of us to change because change happens. It's meant to happen when it's part of our soul contract. It's going to happen whether we choose to become part of the change or let something crack open because we've ignored it and now we have to pick up the pieces. Either way, it's okay. It can be. And sometimes we deal with one thing and then something else cracks open. That's part of life. But it builds resiliency when we say, I want to be solution-oriented. I want to be solution-oriented. Every challenge, it is possible to work through. Every challenge. That is my belief. Every challenge is possible to work through. just sometimes takes putting on a new hat, not wearing that same old hat that's tattered and bruised and bloody. Put on a new one. And that can begin with just observing. What part of our life are we feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't take this anymore? Oh my gosh, if I have one more situation. Now that's the best time to change the hat, take the hat off, throw it away. Let yourself breathe. Open up the channel to divinity. Open up that seventh chakra with breath. Open the channel with true calm breathing through the body. You might get that aha. We're always able to get ahas if we let ourselves. And 2025, actually, it is. We're in a more intuitive time. Our soul, our higher self want to connect with us. That's up to us to give our being the space for it. And remember, we can stay in that energy of fine because sometimes we feel like the status quo is easier than the change that we don't know what that change could bring. The status quo is the path of least resistance. Healing our past, being honest with ourselves, mindfully taking courageous steps, even if they're little ones, still takes courage. It's much harder. However, it isn't harder down the road because it actually creates freedom. Freedom comes at a price of effort. If we are stuck, we need to put the effort in. It takes effort, not escape. Escapism is, yes, fixing others. Escapism is using external substances. Escapism is staying too busy. Escapism is saying, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm just not going to care anymore. Well, that's another way we're escaping. And it does take effort to wake up. Waking our hearts, the wounding, and our part in that, it's so important. Even if our part means we were stuck before and now we don't want to be stuck, wake up to that. We're looking at how we hurt others and how that actually has caused our heart to be closed and kept us from loving life. Wake up to that. As we move into the new life, our old life doesn't fit. It doesn't. Or the people around us are changing and we're not. Remember, the external circumstances sometimes are going to kick us in the ass because we are not allowing ourselves to grow up, to grow into a healthier being, to grow into a healthier, more authentic communicator, more authentic liver. Things that fit in the past no longer feel comfortable. The things that tasted good might not anymore. Things start to shift, and we are meant to shift with it. Any change we make requires courage. Any change we make in a healthy way requires us to breathe, to be more nurturing. So as you're making these changes and letting go of those old stories and stop telling ourselves we're fine when we're not, we want to nurture self. Not shame self, give to self. Beyond exercise, though, it's so easy, and a lot of people exercise, and I do too, but that's only one part of us. Remember, we have the personal trinity, body, mind, spirit, nurturing, causing ourselves to pause before reacting. That's giving to self. Why? Because reacting is not usually healthy and then requires more cleanup or causes more distance from others, causes more distance from ourselves. Not healthy. Respond from a place of calm as much as we can. And we're not going to be perfect, so it's not always going to happen. But it's how much effort are we willing to put in? Remember, the more we doubt that we can change, the more tired and more confused we become. The more we doubt ourselves, the more we choose not to take healthy steps, the more our self-esteem goes down. Depression can take over. Or, of course, then those external substances or any other escape, those get bigger in some level when we are choosing not to move forward. So when we pause and have time to ask self, is this decision I'm making better for me? Or am I doing this to keep things quiet because I don't want to ruffle feathers? Is this decision going to help me become more awake and healthy? Or is it going to cause more damage that I have to then fix up? And again, we're not going to be perfect. We just want to keep moving in that direction. We want the external world more quiet, right? We don't like all the ruckus or the fighting or whatever is going on. But when we tell ourselves, I'm just going to stay fine and not deal with it, the internal world gets ramped up. More inflammatory disease, more fibromyalgia, more arthritis. So many things happen to our body when we are not allowing ourselves to move forward, to incorporate the true body, mind, spirit. In a nice way, an easy way, to start to bring in the healing, to start to shift the stories, to start to tell ourselves, I want to be more than fine. I want to be more than fine. I don't want to be in this story anymore. I don't want to be treated this way anymore. I don't want to treat myself this way anymore. I want to live a healthier life. We can let this beautiful energy breath run through us. It's a great way to start. Let yourself feel it. Not overwhelm, just run through like we're standing in the river or in a shower. And surrender. We want to surrender to what we're feeling. Maybe you're going to take a day because it's been that built up, or multiple days. Maybe it's just a few minutes. Maybe it's an hour. Write it down, sing it out, however you want to physically incorporate the body. Let it wash over you and through you. You know, our earth is always turning. The earth is always changing. Our bodies are part of the earth. We are meant to change too. When the earth is turning, we are also meant to shift, to change. The earth is here to support us. We are part of the earth. So as the earth is changing, remind yourself, it's time for me to change too. If I stand in the same place, if I live the same fine but not really fine life, that's when those external circumstances can start to take over and we're overwhelmed, we're depressed, we're crabby, we are in physical pain, we're in emotional pain. But we want to be turning with the world. When things shift, we can say, I'm done with that lesson. I don't need that story anymore. I saw this statement somewhere recently on social media probably, and I'm going to change it a little bit. Once you grow up, you realize you don't want life to be so crazy anymore. We want calm, stable, patient. We want to be understood and we want to understand. We want to feel safe and we want to help others feel safe. We want our partner, our friends, our family to be there for us. First, we want to be there for ourselves because that's key, because we're mirroring all the time. We're bringing in whatever we're behaving as. So if I want peace of mind, if I want calm and reassurance and patience, if I don't want constant little heart attacks and high anxiety, then it's up to me, because feeling fine when we're actually feeling not fine isn't what I'm talking about. That's not feeling stable or patient or calm. That's below the line. Above the line, in higher emotional resonance, is true feelings of love. Because we're feeling. We're not dead. We're feeling. We're feeling patient. We're feeling stable. We're feeling like we got this. So if you want that, it is that time to really be honest, be authentic, and understand that it is possible. It's part of growing up. May you have a very lovely and safe time wherever you are this week. Be good to yourself. Try to stay awake. Try to notice where in your life things are stuck, where in your body things are stuck. Connect the two. What's the story that I'm telling myself? Am I saying it's fine? Am I holding my breath when it really isn't? Really isn't fine. And dang it, my body needs more breath because I'm in pain. Do that for you before you do it for others. I wish you the best. Have a beautiful, beautiful week.
Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.